The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
But without further ado, it is time to do Beat the Kelly. Let's get Bobby in Bethlehem in here, who is our contestant today. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Confident, Bobby, in your ability to win this competition today?
Yeah, I would be a little less confident if I was going against the camera, so I feel pretty good against you.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
that's kind of
that is they're fighting words to start here.
It's kind of a low blow, Bobby.
I will not claim to be the aficionado the hammer is, but I still think I could take you down, Bobby.
Now it'll be a good competition. It'll be a good one.
All right, now is it time for me to step away into the soundproof booth?
Well, you've already flubbed this. You forgot to fire to cue the open.
Come on, Tom.
It's time to do Beat the Beat.
The Kelly. It's time for Beat the Kelly on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I mean, have a feel.
That's
this
on you.
Radio.
That's on you, Buzz.
What
you're
are you
the producer.
On me?
You're supposed to instruct me with these kind of things. You're producing the show. That's your fault.
You as the contestant in the camera chair, fire it. Seltzer doesn't tell Joe when to fire it. He just says it.
Well, they do it every week. Well, without further ado, should I step away now, Buzz?
Yes, now you should step away.
Wait. Before you do, are we same rules as,
rules.
Beat the Hammer, 55 seconds?
55 seconds. These will be five sports questions. John has the timer. Bobby and Tom, a reminder, because Tom, you don't usually play this. Bobby, I'm not sure if this is your first time or not. You may either attempt to answer a question, you may pass. If you do attempt to answer a question and you are wrong, you may not circle back to it. If you pass, of course, you can circle back to it. And the question, the time begins after I begin reading the first question. Everyone clear on the rules?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Same rules as always. All right.
Yes, Tom,
now you can scram.
Man.
All right, so Richie, you have the timer back
They're
there?
They're running it, Buzz.
Well,
nice
listen,
job.
I mean, someone's got to take control. Tom forgetting to fire the intro. He's just like, oh, do I step away now? How does this work?
Beleaguered
I mean, listen to the segment Tom. Once in a while. Come on.
Talkative and beleaguered Tom.
Yep. All right, Bob.
I got the clock for you, bud.
All right. So Richie's got the clock. Bobby, you ready to play a game we call Beat the Kelly?
Let's do it.
All right, category for the week. So I don't know if you've been listening to the station this week, but on the midday show and all of WIP, it has been quarter century week here on WIP, things that have happened since the year 2000 in Philadelphia sports. So today's category is quarter century playoff trivia. These are all Philadelphia sports playoff trivia questions about the past quarter century. Are you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
All right, clock will begin after I finish reading the first question. Question number one. There are two current NFC teams who have defeated the Eagles in multiple playoff games since 2000. Name both of them.
Tampa Bay Bucks and the Seattle Seahawks.
There are three current National League teams who the Phillies have not played in a playoff series this century. Name one of them.
Chicago Cubs.
Since 2000, the Sixers have defeated two different teams in multiple playoff series. Name one of them.
Brooklyn Nets.
The 2010 Flyers overcame a 3-0 series deficit to the Bruins. They played the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup Final. Name one of the two other teams they played that postseason.
Pass.
In the four major sports since 2000, Philadelphia's had eight head coaches or managers make the playoffs and never win a round. Name two of them.
Time.
All right, not bad. That's a 2 out of 5. These were somewhat tough, and
jeez,
you know,
man, it feels like they're long.
Little wordy, perhaps. I mean, I think if you can.
No, I think they're good.
I think
really?
They're good. They're about the same length that James usually goes. I feel like
James's are usually wordy.
Yeah, James is like spitting him out really fast. All right, so we're gonna
How'd he do?
We're gonna put Bobby on hold. Tom, we don't tell you how he did, but
I know that, Buzz.
Okay, well, you've really been trying to get an edge here unsuccessfully.
Did you give him extra time? That felt like it took a long time.
Did not give him extra time.
Hell yeah, we gave him extra time.
Yeah, we're actually trying to rig it here.
Talkative Tom.
It felt like it took.
That's
a very
how
long
we
time,
roll, really. Man. We just bend the rules to try to cheat, to beat you.
Richie, this is not the flex you think it is.
No.
yeah, exactly.
All right, Tom.
All right, let's go.
So the category for the week, in honor of it being quarter century week here on the Midday Show and really all across WIP, this is quarter century playoff trivia. Quarter century Philadelphia sports playoff trivia. Things that have happened since 2000. Are you ready to roll?
I am ready.
All right. The clock will begin when I finish reading the first question. There are two current NFC teams who have defeated the Eagles in multiple playoff games since 2000. Name both of them.
The Saints. And I'll pass.
There are three current National League teams the Phillies have not played in a playoff series this century. Name one of them.
Pass.
Since 2000, the Sixers have defeated two different teams in multiple playoff series. Name one of them.
The Heat.
The 2010 Flyers overcame a 3-0 series deficit to the Bruins. They played the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup Final. Name one of the two other teams they played that postseason.
Canadians.
In the four major sports since 2000, Philadelphia has had eight head coaches or managers make the playoffs but never win a round. Name two of them.
Chip Kelly. And Tony DeLeo.
There are two current NFC teams who defeated the Eagles in multiple playoff games.
Time.
Wow, we have a 2-2 tie.
Ooh. Oh, do you have overtime?
Wait, fortunately, I have
that
an
overtime. I'm disappointed in my performance. Wow. That was a bad performance.
Fortunately, I have prepared an overtime question. Now, the rules for this, for anyone unaware, is Tom is going to step away once again. It is going to be a question where I ask both of you to name as many blank as you can in 15 seconds. Bobby will go first. Tom will come back. And we'll see who can name more in 15 seconds. If you guys tie that again, I do have one final question that is guaranteed to settle.
All right, I'll step away in 1 second, but you're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios today at Borgata in Atlantic City. Let me know when to come back. Good luck, Bobby.
Man.
Gotta take your headphones off.
This is intense.
Oh, it sounds like Tom tried to walk away with the headphones on still.
And he just ripped them
and
right
Devin
off.
Devin was laughing at him.
All right.
He seems flustered.
Bob, you ready for this overtime question?
Yeah, hey, so I got the 15. So I'm going to be 15 seconds timing as soon as you
finish reading the question.
Okay, and that's 15 seconds. And then, Bobby, you're going to have to just roll.
Name as many as you
can. Okay.
Yep.
All right, you ready? All right. Eagles won three playoff games during the 2017-18 season en route to their first ever Super Bowl victory. 10 different Eagles recorded a reception in those playoff games. Name as many as you can. Go.
Aguilar, Jeffrey, Ertz, Burton, Foles, Clement, Blunt, Ajayi. Selleck.
Time.
All right, I think he got seven. I believe he got seven within the time frame. So we're going to put Bobby back on hold yet again. We're going to wait.
He's running. Love the hustle, TK.
Thank you.
Love the hustle.
So you counted seven. He said nine names.
John, do you not know how this game works? You do this every week.
Yes.
All right. What of them?
We can go back and check the tape, but I believe one of them you said was incorrect. I now can't say who it was because Tom is back.
What are the rules?
All right, I'm going to read a question. You're going to name as many as you can in 15 seconds. All right.
Okay.
You ready? The Eagles won three playoff games during the 2017-18 season en route to their first ever Super Bowl victory. 10 different Eagles recorded a reception in those games. Name as many as you can. Go.
Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Corey Clement, Jay Ajayi. Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, or not Dallas Goedert. Darren
Time.
Or no.
Wow, a win for Bobby.
Oh my God.
Way to
disappointing
go, Bobby.
Performance.
Yeah!
A 7-5 win in overtime.
7-5.
There we go.
Well, Bobby, congratulations.
Woo! I appreciate a good effort there, too, guys.
Nice.
Poor effort for me.
Now, why do you say that? That was.
No, I'm mad. I'm mad at myself. I choked. I choked in the big stage. I'm just like Joel Embiid.
Oh no. Oh.
Dallas Goedert.
I know Dallas Goedert. I was panicking. I was just thinking of recent Eagles. He came the year after.
Name Nick Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles. That's bad. I should have remembered that. Nelson Aguilar was an obvious one, too. Were those the two that he got?
Yeah, he did get
And he got Brent Celek.
Brent Seller.
I don't know if you said Brent Seller.
No, I should have said him over Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
But well done, Bobby. Nice job.
Appreciate it. All right. Have a good one, guys.
There you go. So Bobby wins today. Was that the longest beat the hammer type thing ever?
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like there's been overtime before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're fine, honestly. Like, Joe's probably celebrated for longer than that.
So. I should. Well, yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. The segment wraps up quicker when Joe's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe usually will he now strut around and do his whole victory dance through Borgata
well,
for the next
won,
5 minutes?
Yeah.
But doesn't he pretty much always win?
No, he loses.
No.
He loses. He'll have you believe he always wins. But he'll lose, and then if he loses, he just, like, ruminates over the questions and how they were worded unfairly according to him and how he, like, wants to redo.
So, Tom, these questions you got wrong. So you the first
I should have gotten the Nets for the Sixers.
Can we get answers?
That was bad.
Yeah, so the first question was, there are two current NFC teams who have defeated the Eagles multiple playoff games since 2000. The Buccaneers and Saints are the two answers. Buccaneers and Saints have actually both beat them 3 times.
So you got wow. Half.
I forgot the Bucs game in 2021. That's the one
oh
I
my
forgot.
Gosh,
or how about the closing of the vet? Like, it happened three times.
I remember that one. You said multiple times.
Yes, 2021, and they also lost to them a couple years ago, too.
Right, in 2021.
That's and 2023.
Oh, right. I forgot that.
Happened three separate
one.
Times.
Right, yeah.
So
that's one I should have got.
Bucks and Saints there. There are three current NL teams. The Phillies have not played in a playoff series this century. The Nationals, Cubs, and Pirates are the three. They've not played any of those teams. Since 2000, the Sixers have defeated two different teams in multiple playoff series. The Nets and Raptors would have been the correct answers there. The 2010 Flyers overcame a 3-0 series deficit to the Boston, then played the Blackhawks, Devils in the first round, Canadians in the conference finals. And in the four major sports since 2000, Philadelphia's had 8 head coaches or managers make the playoffs but never win a round. Chip Kelly, Maurice Cheeks, Tony DeLeo, Jim O'Brien, Nick Nurse, Bill Barber, Craig Berube, and Dave Haxtell.
Yeah, that was one.
Correct.
I was just trying to cycle through those bad, like, Sixers teams and their coaches.
Tony DeLeo was
I was proud of the Tony DeLeo.
That was a good pull.
And I was proud of that one.
That was just a force overtime with, like, seconds to spare.
Yeah. Yeah, but not a good performance. I'm disappointed. Good questions, though, Buzz. They were fair. I'm not gonna do the hammer thing. I'm going to take accountability.
Oh, that's refreshing to
you. Yeah. No problem.
Accountability in this segment?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I got to do a better job, as Andy Reid would say.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.